the charity of the week. Please tell us your name and charity.
So I'm Natasha Parry and I am from Diabetes Isle of Man.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
So the charity has been going for over 20 years and it was originally founded as the Manx Diabetic Group, and it was a support group, I suppose, for everybody living with and affected by diabetes.
Tell us about your team.
So the team is me, a single one-person team, but we do have a board of volunteers and also an amazing group of supporters in the community who, you know, work with me on different projects and things as well. So yeah, I might be one person, but there's lots of silent people as well.
Who is the charity for?
So the charity is for everybody living with or affected by diabetes, type 1, type 2, gestational, and that's, you know, parents, carers, friends, you know, you name it. If you are in any way affected by diabetes, you can get in touch with us, and we are here to support you. We also, you know, provide support and financial support to Manx Care, you know, the diabetes teams there. If they ever need any funding for anything, we try our best to raise the money and funds for that. So yeah, we're an all-round charity that supports many different areas in the community.
Which other organisations do you work with?
Like I've touched on previously, we do work with Manx Care. We work with other charities as well. We've done some great events up with the Children's Centre. We work with Ben Melling, who is part of the Hospital Youth Service, with Bridge the Gap. So yeah, we work with anyone and everyone really that we can do.
What are your main goals?
The main goals of the charity are to ensure that anybody living with the condition, like I said, type 1, type 2, gestational, type 3C, there's lots of variants of diabetes, but just everybody living with some form of diabetes feels supported. It's a huge mental load living with the condition. And if we can in any way lessen that for people, then that's really what we're here to do. Through connections with other people with the condition, through support in any way that we can.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
I'd love to see us grow from a team of more than just one person. And like I said, there are so many people that work with me behind the scenes as volunteers and stuff like that, so it would be great to almost formalise that and create a bigger, wider charity that can, I guess, reach more people. So over the next 5 years, if I can scale us up a bit, that would be amazing, but just to reach as many people as possible as well. There's lots of, I guess, individual goals and, you know, more specific things that I could touch on, like, you know, greater access to technology for people living with diabetes, more support in terms of schools, like we've talked about. So yeah, there are a number of things that I'd like to see change, but mostly as well an awareness, you know, island-wide, just understanding diabetes, what it means for people living with the condition. So yeah.
How is the charity funded?
We are funded purely on the donations of the generous Manx public, and without which we would not be here. We don't receive any funding, we don't have any funding stream, shall we say. It's all purely donation based, which, you know, it's amazing that we have such a generous Manx public.
How can people support you?
So we do have ways to donate on our website. We've got our registered address for obviously any postal donations. And I always say, if anybody would like to know more about us or donate to us, just to get in contact with me. And that, you know, my email address is hello@diabetesisleofman.com. Just send me a quick email and I can always, you know, give you a call back or email you back with any more details that you may need.
Where can people find out more?
Go to our website, which is diabetesisleofman.com, or you can visit our social media channels, and that's @diabetesIOM, and we're on pretty much all of them.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties. Profile complete.